This is a Smoke Radio podcast with me, Phoebe Seston. I spoke to Liz from Campus Movie Fest about the organisation that gives students at the University of Westminster industry-level equipment that they can use for a week to make their own films.
So what's Campus Movie Fest about exactly?
Campus Movie Fest is the world's largest travelling student film festival. Essentially we're a travelling student film competition, and we come to schools. We go to over 50 universities in the US and UK, and this fall we're doing a UK tour going to 6 universities. We'll be spending 1 week at each school giving students the chance to make their own short film in a week. It's all totally free. The film can be about anything you want, just has to be 5 minutes or less, and we can provide equipment if you don't have your own. And then at the end of November, we'll do a big finale screening and award ceremony. We have some awesome prizes. It's just a really cool opportunity for students.
So can you give me a little bit of history behind the organization?
Yeah, of course. So Campus Movie Fest was started in 2001 by 4 Emory students in Atlanta. And yeah, they just wanted to see what happened if they gave students equipment and training to make their own films, you know, and bring their halls together at the university. And so ever since, you know, things have been going great, and this is our 15th tour, and yeah.
So what's the process like for taking part in Campus Movie Fest?
So, like I said, we spend 1 week at each school. So for this school, we'll be here starting October 22nd. So from 12 to 5 p.m., we'll be launching at the Marylebone Campus Learning Platforms. And then students can come and pick up their equipment and their forms. And then from there, they have 7 days to shoot and edit their movies. So prior to that, you know, you can sign up online at campusmoviefest.com/Westminster. As well as you can do any pre-production, so script writing, casting, you know, any scheduling. And then, yeah, once the movie-making week starts, that's when you shoot and edit. And then you turn in your movies on October 28th. From 2 to 6 p.m., we'll also be at the Marylebone campus. And then we'll have a judging panel judge the top films from all 6 universities in the U.K. And then we'll do a big finale screening and award ceremony at the end of November.
What other universities are taking part?
So we are going to King's College London, Westminster, of course, University of the Arts London, UCL, Ravensbourne, and Cambridge. And that's the 6 UK universities. And like I said, we go to, you know, over 50 in the US and UK.
So do the US and UK ever mix with the competition and everything?
Yeah, so the top films from all of the schools will go on to our CMF Hollywood, which is our big grand finale event in June. So the best comedy, best drama, and best picture will be screened at our Hollywood event. Also, the winning film from the UK will be flown out there. Airfare, hotel, and badges are all covered. But yeah, so the top films then go on to compete together.
Are there any like success stories that you've had?
We have a Distinguished Filmmakers Network, DFN, and so some filmmakers are invited to join that, and that's the chance, you know, to get paid production work. So I think, you know, that's definitely a success story for a lot of filmmakers.
And so do you have any top tips for people who are thinking of entering?
Top tips? I would say get creative. I think even if you don't have experience, this is such a great opportunity because we are providing you with equipment. And if you've ever thought about making a movie, this is just such a cool chance to try it out and see if it's for you. So I think sometimes people, you know, stay away from it because they're thinking, I don't know how to do it. But just, yeah, do it and get involved. It's a great social opportunity. It's a great educational opportunity. And it's a fun opportunity.
So what do you look for in entries?
What do we look for? So, I mean, the main rules of the competition are it just has to be 5 minutes or less. And the crew has to be students from that particular school. But the actors and actresses can be anyone. And, you know, we accept movies from all types of categories. And that's the great thing about CMF. So we've had animated movies. We've had documentaries. We've had musicals. We've had dramas, comedies, thrillers. So, yeah, I think get creative and do something. Tell a story that you want to tell.
So do you think that if it wasn't for organizations like this, there'd be like a lack of support for students in film?
I think that I'm not quite sure what the like university film industry would be like, but I just think that this is a free opportunity that is rare. And yes, I think that, you know, there can definitely be support, but I think especially for students who don't have film experience, that's a rare opportunity that they wouldn't get elsewhere.
And so how can University of Westminster students get involved?
So they can go sign up online at campusmoviefest.com/Westminster. And then once you sign up, come out to launch on October 22nd between 12 and 5 p.m. to pick up forms and equipment and get your movies made. And then you can come out and see the movies at the finale. The date is to be announced. But yeah, you should definitely come out.
That was Liz from Campus Movie Fest. And to find out more, go to smokeradio.co.uk.